The future of reporting now.
This is Reporting Weekly.
Good morning. It's currently minus 8 degrees and very snowy at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Matthew Skellhorn, and here are today's headlines. Snowstorms canceled, schools and more, travelers stranded at Trudeau Airport, and proof that healthcare workers are burning out. Today's weather is definitely not ideal if you want to be outside. A heavy snowstorm along with strong winds is hitting the city, which is causing several closures and delays. Uyen Nayuan joins us with more details on the situation. Uyen, how is the snowstorm affecting the operations in the city this morning?
Yes, so there are notable difficulties occurring this morning in the area of Montreal since the storm came. Given the weather conditions, schools were supposed to reopen today, but ended up remaining closed to ensure the safety of students. The fact that visibility writ to the list has caused difficulty for a vehicle to move. And it is also reported that all highways in the area are covered in thick snow this morning, and many flights are being canceled.
All right. And what measures are being taken by the city boroughs to deal with the storm in terms of traffic?
So I had a talk with a representative from the CDN Borough Office earlier, and she said that the snow removal has been ongoing since the morning. Snow trucks are on their way to support the circulations of the road, and it is said that everything is still under control.
Okay, and how should the citizens react to the snowstorm conditions?
The congestions in traffic may be the main point that stress people out right now the most. And maybe the best advice for today is to stay inside and avoid moving around in such conditions.
Thank you, Uyen. Uyen Nguyen, reporting from Montreal. With the snowstorm hitting Montreal today, it is affecting people's day-to-day lives. Here we are with live reporter Guillaume Labelge, who is at the Polydome rink at Varennes. Guillaume, are there a lot of people outside enjoying their day today?
Surprisingly enough, there's not a lot of people outside. Even though it's a popular site since it's new, it's basically empty. There were two kids playing hockey earlier, but they just left. Other than that, there are a couple of people working on the ice and the... other than that, there's not a lot of people. People are, I guess, just staying inside and comfortable.
Awesome. And how are kids feeling about their day off?
The kids are feeling more than happy to have the day off. They're mostly inside, but the ones that are brave enough to face the cold and the snow are having fun. I spoke to two kids that were on the rink, and this is what they had to say.
And how are the parents feeling about their kids' day off?
They're also happy for the kids and happy to have a day with them. But they will mostly be shoveling all day. I spoke with a local mom, Anne-Marie Bourgoin. So she had to say about the kids' day off.
I think it's great. We can play outside with the kids. And it's the first big snowstorm, so we can really play outside.
Thank you, Guillaume. Today's snowstorm hit the city of Montreal, perhaps no more than travelers trying to escape the city. The Dorval Airport was affected and delayed many flights. Alexandre Tadeau joins us live from Dorval Airport. Alexandre, how are the passengers feeling flying with the storm today?
Well, at the moment, a lot of people have not yet checked in for their flights. They're all waiting for the new time of departure. I've seen a lot of sad faces today and also kind of a depression since some of them have been waiting for more than an hour. But everyone knows there will be a lot to do to clean the planes and defrost them. But in the end, everyone just wants to get to their destination, feel less of the storm.
Yeah, as long as we get home, I'll be happy. The drive here was a little bit tough because of the snow on the ground, but I hope our flight takes off today.
What were the concerns when checking the planes before flying?
When I was speaking with the pilot from Air Canada, he explained that this morning was quite challenging with a lot of wind up in the skies. Having all the planes frosted and also needing to clean the planes made this very challenging. But the most important part, he explained, was to check what Mother Nature is showing at us at the moment and during the whole duration of the flight.
Well, before every flight, we check the weather to make sure, and we call for the dispatch to make sure everything is okay to go.
And what are the pilots looking at when checking the weather?
For Air Canada and many other airlines companies, they have a lot to check, but the sky roof limit is the most important, and also making sure they're checking in with the control tower to make sure everything is safe, that the area is safe. But like right now, looking outside, there's a lot of winds. The snow is currently going pretty big, and but here is what the Air Canada's pilot had to say about it.
We just go, we check the weather, and like I said, the visibility and the ceiling of the cloud, and yeah, that's pretty much it.
And at the moment, the flights are still being delayed, and hours are getting longer to wait. I can currently see around me a lot of people kind of shoulder down, depressed, but with a little hope, most travelers will be able to reach their destination before the end of the day.
Thank you, Alexandre. Alexandre Thaddeo reporting from Trudeau Airport. Two of Canada's major airlines are calling on the federal government to remove mandatory COVID-19 testing in Canadian airports. Air Canada and WestJet, along with Toronto Pearson's Airport Authority, are asking for the change in light of healthcare workers experiencing difficulties getting COVID tests. The letter sent to Ottawa claimed that there is only 3% positivity rate from airports compared to a 30% positivity rate in communities. The push comes from Federal Health Minister Jean-Yves Duclos, indicated last week that the commitment to testing would remain in place. Today is Blue Monday, also known as the most depressing day of the year. With reports of burnout rising throughout Canada, more than one-third of Canadian workers are feeling the fatigue, with healthcare workers being the most affected. Here is Adriana Gentile with the story.
Marilyn Poirier, a paramedic supervisor, has been working in the field for several years. Dealing with difficult circumstances is part of the job, but with the unpredictability of the COVID-19 pandemic, she never imagined feeling this down.
At wit's end with everything that's going on, and the energy is lower than it should be.
With the rise of hospitalizations and staffing shortages across the province, Poirier isn't the only healthcare worker feeling this way. 66% of nurses have reported that they are burnt out. Marianne Bainton, Director of Collaboration and Strategy, Workplace Strategies for Mental Health, says this is a cause of concern.
We're reaching that state. We're putting our own health and our relationships at work at risk.
Among the many coping strategies available, Bainton suggests that we slow down and focus on one task at a time. Other industries have increased burnout rates as well. Among those are transportation with 40%, finance, legal, and insurance with 39%, and education and childcare with 38%. It seems that not many people are spared from the tension that comes with the COVID-19 pandemic. Adriana Gentile, Concordia News, Montreal.
The rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer. That's according to a new international study from Oxfam. The findings show that the world's top 10 billionaires doubled their earnings since the start of the pandemic. The charity is calling on governments to levy a one-time 90% tax on the ultra-wealthy to fund vaccinations for the world's poorest countries. The report was released in advance of the World Economic Forum, where many of the world's richer gather to discuss policy with global leaders. According to Oxfam, less than 7% of people in poor nations have received their first dose. Whether it's for your bong or your bar, you will need to present your vaccination pass as of today in government-run stores. The SAQ and SQDC will require vaccine passports for you to get your weed and booze. Employees will ask for your ID and either your QR code or the paper that shows you're fully vaxxed. The new measures were put in place by the provincial government to encourage the last vaccination holdouts to get their first jab. Big games are happening for tennis and football as the NFL playoffs and the 2022 Australian Open have begun. We have coverage from Sunday's tennis and football games, as well as some updates on what is happening for the Montreal Canadiens. Kayla Milo-Costa has all our sports news.
With only 4 weeks left until Super Bowl 56, Saturday kicked off the beginning of the NFL playoffs. There were two games on Sunday night as two more teams secured their spot in the divisional round for next week. So far, here are the teams that are moving on in the divisional round after Sunday night's games. San Francisco 49ers beat the Dallas Cowboys 23-17. The Kansas City Chiefs take the win against the Pittsburgh Steelers 42-21.
Football survives and advances.
Football fans everywhere are watching with excitement and nerves as they hope that their favorite team will make it to the Super Bowl on Sunday, February 13th. For the first time ever, there is a Monday night playoff game between the Arizona Cardinals versus the Los Angeles Rams.
Kansas City wins it.
The 2022 Australian Open began on Monday as Rafael Nadal is set to win a record-breaking 21st Grand Slam title. He played against American Marcos Giron, and Nadal won 6-1, 6-4, and 6-2 for all three sets, guaranteeing him the win. Someone not participating in the Australian Open is Novak Djokovic, as he is forced to leave Australia after losing his deportation appeal. The Australian court dismissed the tennis player's challenge to cancel his visa after the country denied his entry for not being vaccinated. Djokovic was photographed at the Australian airport on Sunday evening, accompanied by two government officials. The Montreal Canadiens play the Arizona Coyotes today at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Josh Anderson will be back in action today after suffering an upper body injury in December.
Thank you very much, Kayla, for covering sports. Montreal's iconic steakhouse Moishe's closed its doors in August 2020. The owners promised that the restaurant on Saint Laurent Boulevard would return to a new location, but COVID delays pushed the relaunch date for months, casting doubts over their return. Now, close to 2 years later, they are returning to the corner of Vidger Avenue near Square Victoria. Construction is slated for a spring start in May, with steaks hopefully being served this fall. Snow will continue to fall until close to midnight tonight, with temperatures falling to -4. Clear skies and colder temperatures will prevail tomorrow, but expect cold temperatures with lows of -23. Don't put your shovel away because snow is expected again on Wednesday. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Matthew Skelhorn.